Welcome to Radio Rehab. Your host this morning will be Miss Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Warren County Court Substance Abuse Program. Like all our talk programs, we encourage you to call in to 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. This is a brand new program that we hope you'll definitely enjoy. And now, Radio Rehab with Lisa Seif.
Good morning, everybody in Radio Rehab Land. We have another great show this morning of people sharing from their heart where they've come from and where they are today and all the significant, meaningful people that helped them get there. So today we have our Radio Rehab loyal Kelly Scroggins and her baby Tanisha to share her story of being raised with crack addiction in her environment, but also a lot of love, a lot of respect, and a lot of dignity, and the things that shaped her, and a program that she's involved in next week she's going to share with us. So don't hesitate again to call, ask questions. We want you to know about the program that she's launching next Saturday for sure. And just one announcement. Next Friday, I don't know if some of you remember Ray Charles, but he was an incredible singer, musician, and entertainer in my day growing up. He was addicted, and his daughter, Sheila Ray Charles, was also addicted, and will be here next Friday night at C.K. Newsom Center, August 13th. It starts at 7 p.m. Her name is Sheila Ray Charles. She's got a compelling story and motivation and inspiration. There's so many people that do, but a lot of us may remember Ray Charles, so I am excited to have her in Evansville, Indiana, to kick off a talk about hope and recovery, and she'll be on Radio Rehab also next Saturday. Deborah Wagner is involved in this program with her family, bringing him here, and the phone number for tickets is 812-499-8063. Again, it's 499-8063. Join us all to hear Sheila Ray Charles next Friday night talk at C.K. Newsom Center. And today, Tanisha's going to tell us some other things happening at C.K. Newsom Center next Saturday. So that's the announcement, the intro for Tanisha and Kelly. I'm very excited to have them. It's so good to hear these stories of people that that continue to reach out and give back in the community what they've been given so freely. So I am going to let Tanisha share with you her story. Her mother, Kelly, is here with tears in her eyes that her baby daughter is who she is today and the woman that she is and some of the programs that she's providing our community to help give kids some hope. Hi, Tanisha.
How are you, Lisa?
Great. What's this you all grown up from Team Power and Karen Ragland days?
I had to grow up. I don't know what else I could do.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Yeah, kind of have to.
You were always like right there with Karen Ragland mm-hmm. and Team Power and always as a kid leading. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little about you, where you were born and raised, kind of your story.
I was born in Racine, Wisconsin. I moved to Evansville when I think I was 15 or 16. First person I met in the city was Karen Ragland.
Oh.
Completely spontaneous. Walked to the YMCA because my brother wanted to play basketball. And she just so happened to be the person giving tours for the Y that day. And she says as soon as she seen me, she seen something in me. And of course, I didn't see it myself. So just from there, God really fostered our relationship, really, really helped to bring out some of those things that I already had inside of me that I didn't realize I had, helped to grow some things that I didn't have inside of me, you know, just really helped to place and put some other people in my life and connect me to other things such as Teen Power and other people, and just really helped to put me in an environment that could foster my growth and become the woman that I am today. A little bit about me now. I attended Tennessee State University, graduated with my bachelor's in sociology.
Wow.
I am in my second year of law school at IU Indianapolis. Currently, I am interning at the prosecutor's office. I am the president of the Evansville Collegiate Advisory Council. We call
You got to explain that one.
Okay, it's called the ECAC.
ECAC.
Evansville, the first E. Obviously, our community, the local community. I give Evansville a lot of credit. Even though I wasn't born here, I give Evansville a lot of credit for birthing and really bringing out those things in me that I'm able to use today to help other young people. So who better than our community, the community that has helped us become who we are, and then in some cases, who we're not. Collegiate. For me, I love that word. I think I was telling you earlier, my mom, that I love the collegiate word just because it's a word that has so much meaning and it's not used a lot. I know for me, it wasn't until I became collegiate and I got into college that I really understood and learned what the word collegiate was. So that's almost like a hope word. We're hoping to get some young people to really become familiar with that word and just use it and just really understand the meaning of being college-oriented, college-bound, and college-graduate at some point
such
in their life.
Sophisticated word, collegiate.
So advisory. So Evansville Collegiate Advisory, and that's what we're here for. We're not here to make anyone do anything. We can't force you, twist you, but what we are here to do is advise you of some things that we've been through, advise you of some things that you shouldn't do, advise you of some things that you should do. And so council, we're a group of people, young people. Many of our other people on the council are currently in college, Indiana State University. We have another law student, Lori Sherman. We have some people that attend UE, USI, Ivy Tech. We even have some high school students. So when we say council, we have a very diverse council of people. And then we have community partners, which are those people who may not be in college, a little older, but they definitely have something to add, a benefit to add to us. So the Evansville Collegiate Advisory Council.
ECAC, so what are the goals of the Evansville Collegiate Advisory Council?
Our current goal, one of our biggest goals that we're really focusing on right now is this phase of operation is to really identify students that need a little extra push, need a little extra something, kind of like, you know, with my story, having some stuff inside of you and not realizing that you have it. You know, I know for me, I was always told I had potential and I could do this, but I didn't believe that. You know, when you're growing up in such a chaotic and dysfunctional home, the last thing that you're thinking about is going to college, FAFSA. What is that? Mm-hmm. You know, when you're trying to worry about meals and eating and where you're going to sleep, you're definitely not worried about a PIN number and making sure that your mom's social security number is on a paperwork. You know, those just aren't priorities for you. So what we're trying to do is identify those students.
How do you identify them?
We identify, honestly, we have a couple different methods. My personal method is the method that was used for me, and I can only, you know, go with what
from
I know.
Karen?
From Karen, from Ms. Ragland, and that's just the spirit of discernment. For some reason, when she seen me, she was able to see and spot almost something inside of me that nobody else had seen, except for my third grade teacher. I can't say that. But I was so young. So just really be able to discern. You know, I've been places and I've seen some kids and I'm like, yeah, you got it. You don't know you got it, but you got it. And those are the kids that I pull close to me. I was telling my mom, I said, people are going to start thinking I'm crazy in a minute because all I do is hang out with young people. All of the people that I'm with are 16, 17, 15. And, you know, at some point I'm like, you don't understand what I'm doing to these 15-year-olds,
yeah,
though. You know,
exactly.
I'm talking to them and not
giving
even always lecturing. Sometimes I allow my lifestyle to hopefully be an example, you know, to what you can be, a 22-year-old successful, semi-successful. I'm on the way, you know.
You're very successful.
So I'm on the way. So, you know, just being 22 and having fun, because I have fun, I travel, I mean, I enjoy life, you know, I definitely enjoy life. Went to, you know, a prominent black college, and anybody who knows anything about those, oh, you have fun. So I've definitely enjoyed life, but I also understand long-term success, and that, you know, immediate gratification versus long-term gratification.
Yes.
You know, so I definitely...
So you're pretty mature, and always were.
Yes, that's what they say.
So when you go in, is it like your mom and I, we can kind of tell somebody that's addicted. There's a language
it's
of the heart.
It's something about
it. You can tell a kid that's lost.
And the thing is, and this is what I always tell young people who have it, and that's what we call in our family. We call it it. It's it. I don't know what it is.
Tell them what the it is.
It's just that thing that you have it. You are it. You, even when you're not trying to be it. And I've found, even from personal experiences, you know, when you have it, you know it, but you always run from it. You always try to hang out with people that you know aren't good for you. You try to always fit in because you have this it factor.
Did she get that right, Kel?
Yeah.
The it factor.
Yeah, the it factor is the ability to be whatever that you need to be. And when you have it, I used to tell her, I said, you have it.
She's, is that like a spiritual awakening that we talk about?
It's everything. I can't.
And I used to tell her, I said, Nisha, you have it. She said, Mama, what's it? I said, it is whatever it takes for you to succeed. God has already placed it in you. And so many of our children have it in them, but there's nobody there telling them,
you have it.
You have it. Mm-hmm. You might not know it. You might not be tapping into
it.
You
might not even want it. Let's be honest. Because having it is hard. But that's it. You have it. And you can always see the it on a kid. You know, it may be 10 kids in a room. Let's say yelling, you know, cussing, just doing everything that seems bad. But it's something about this one kid, even when they cuss, it just don't sound right. It's one thing about the kid who, it's something about that kid that lets you know, you're an imposter. That's not you. You're more than that.
And so you're willing to go in, because you know, I do the Youth First Adventure-Based Challenge programs, and those are all kids that are kicked out of school. They're on their way into the criminal justice system.
And
you all come and get those kids motivated to find it?
And Lisa, you know, a lot of those kids already have natural leadership skills.
Absolutely.
They're the leaders. Yes. Even though they may be leading
toward the wrong,
path.
But they're usually leading.
They have good leadership skills.
Definitely.
They're quick thinkers.
People depend on them.
They're resourceful.
Creative. You know, and those are the things that, I'm sorry, everybody's just not blessed with. It's those people that have the it factor, that have that, and that usually have the most obstacles, the most challenges, you know, that they endure the most, because from a spiritual standpoint, you know, they're just really trying to block, you know, the devil's really trying to block who they are, you know.
So, you know, Verdalsky does the Boom Squad.
Yes.
Is that the kind of things you're thinking of with the Evansville Collegiate, finding kids that just need to be in something positive?
Yes, very, very much so. Of course, we can't beat any drums or do anything, musically.
You know.
So we're going to leave that to Videlsky and the Boom Squad. But it's definitely an educational component for those students that have challenges. Beat the books, you know. And it's not all, you know, troubled or challenged kids, because there are some kids that have their heads on straight that still need a little extra push. So we're definitely, you know, willing to help diverse young people. But it is a gear towards those students that, you know, as I call them, on the verge. They're teeter-tottering and not even realizing that, you know, that they're at that make or break point. You know, they're a sophomore, they're a junior, you know, and they're halfway between. You know, when you become 18, you know you're a senior, you're graduating, it's the real world.
Because, you know, when we're talking about those kids, like, I can just talk about Tanisha was not a juvenile delinquent.
Right.
She had never been in trouble. She wasn't on drugs. She wasn't she wasn't sexually active. She didn't have any of those challenges, but she came from a dysfunctional home. Her home life was chaotic. I, at that time, had not been to college. My mother had not been to college. So she didn't see college graduates in her life. Our basic struggle was to get up every day, go to work, and figure out how we were going to pay the bills. And that included the children, too.
Mm-hmm.
You
their
know,
food.
Right. You have to be part of
this solution. You
of
know.
This solution. And so those are the kids. So we're not just looking for that child who's in trouble. There are a lot of good kids who are not, you know, delinquents and, you know, all of that, but they just don't realize their future.
They don't connect it. They don't connect that what I have and what I'm doing now shapes who I am. You know, I always use the joke, you know, every boy wants to go to the NBA. Every young boy I meet, NBA, NFL. Okay. But you know you have to graduate high school to get to the NBA.
Did you graduate high school?
Yes, yes.
I mean, did you know that you need? Did you know that you needed to graduate high school?
Different points in my life. When I, like I said, I give Evansville a lot of credit, because the community that I came from, and I love my, you know, my birth city. But the city that I came from was so poverty stricken and stuck in the poverty mentality, you know, the culture.
Dealing,
you know, I tell Miss Ragland, and I think she thought I was playing, the very first time we went to Indiana Black Expo was the first time I had really seen African Americans drive nice cars, own big homes that weren't drug dealers. Now, I had seen the cars, but everybody I knew was selling, you know, cocaine, was dope dealers, that it was the D-Boys, you know, and that's who they were, and that's what I became identified with, you know, and I realize now, even my goal as a child, but I wasn't a child because I was doing adult things. You know, even when I was 14, 15, all of our goals, and I didn't realize this, was to get a dope boy. That's what we wanted. We wanted a boy with money. Because, and I think about it now, our moms didn't have money. Our daddies didn't have money. We didn't have anything. All we wanted was really somebody to give us an apartment, a nice car, and some clothes.
So, and that's what these kids are wanting, money.
I mean, and it's not even necessarily the money. It's just almost stability. You know, the stability of coming home, and you don't realize that until you're out of it. And that's one of our biggest things with the ECAC is the exposure. You don't realize when you're in something, you can't see how bad it is until you're out of that.
Right.
And that was the thing. So, you know, it's definitely different steps. So it's coming out of Racine, coming to Evansville. And there are programs in the Evansville community that we would dream of. You took some of these programs here in Evansville back to my community, they would have wait lists. You know,
it
would be ridiculous because there's nothing there. So then even when I came to Evansville, you know, I've learned, I've grown, I've really come to know who I am through some experiences I've had here, people I've met. But then I had to move on to college. And then it was in college that I looked back at Evansville like, yeah, we got it going on, but we need a little more. You know, we need a little more. And that's kind of where the ECAC was birthed. You know, definitely understand that Evansville has a lot to offer, but we need a little more. We need a little bit more. We need a little more. And I think the thing about the ECAC is that it's a call to young people. Everyone on the council primarily are 22, 23, 24, 21, 20. It's us helping us. You know, I use the example of Mr. Skinner. You know, he's the current principal of North.
At North, he's great.
Right. But I was there with him. So now I'm able to talk to a young person about Mr. Skinner. You know,
sure.
You know, and I tell someone, I understand, you know, the greatness of him. And I've felt the wrath of Mr. Skinner as well, you know.
His wife, Tamara, is involved in the middle school.
Exactly. So, you know, she used to be my English teacher, you know.
And she was Team Power.
Exactly. So now I'm able to really sit and have a real conversation with someone. And I said, oh, yeah, I understand. No, really, I understand how Mr. Skinner is. He doesn't play games, you know. I can be honest about that because I've been there. And it wasn't 30 years ago. And no offense, because, you know, you guys definitely have. Right. No, but you definitely have a story and something to add to it. But it comes different from a person who wears the same kind of clothes they do, you know.
And live in that world.
You know, if same person they see out with them. You know, all my kids see me out with them. You know, I call them my kids. Right?
Sure.
But, you know, we're in it with them.
Yes.
And I think that is an added benefit.
No, to call Evansville Collegiate Advisory Council?
We've been able to reach out to some schools. We've reached out.
It's just politics.
I mean, yeah, I think it's a lot. And that's one thing that I found with the Evansville community. I love it, but I have found there's a lot of politics, a lot of red tape.
A lot of red tape,
yeah. You know. So,
which comes across like a closed door sometimes.
And especially, and then my thing is, you know, I always say that there are enough young people here. So we've been creative in finding ways to reaching young people, very creative, from door knocks. We call it Operation Door Knock. We literally get our pamphlets and we go knock on doors. We have another one coming up this week.
Operation
Door Knock. We're going to get them. So that's our method. If we hit red tape, we're going to get them, you know?
You know, check your daughter out here, Kelly. Wow. So does it just blow your mind?
Yeah, it blows my mind. It really does. But it also just brings me back to being grateful, you know, just realizing that, sure, I played a part and, you know, I did some sewing into her. But I totally know that it's absolutely because of the grace of God and because of this community. Which is why we work as hard as we do in this community. I think one of the things that Nisha did not mention was that our motto at the ECAC is to whom much is given, much is required.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And because the people in this community have sown so much into her, now it's her opportunity to help other young people. Mm-hmm. And with my ministry, Restoration Ministries, our motto is blessed to be blessed. You know, we fully understand that God blesses you to go through situations, not just for yourself, but when you come through a situation and you've learned the lesson, you come to understand the value of being in that valley experience, that it's now my turn to go back and give somebody else some hope, to show them that we do recover, that God is a restoring God.
Yes.
And, you know, so I'm just really grateful to God for what he has done in her life through people. You know, I know sometimes people really, I'm not one for praising people, but I just know that Karen and Daryl Ragland, I mean, we wouldn't be here today.
They're incredible. You know,
we wouldn't be here today because Karen was able to see in Tanisha what no one else could see. She went above and beyond the call of duty. She worked late hours. I mean, she just kept pushing. She kept pushing. And even with her husband, Daryl, you know, my son, when we came here, we came from a community where education was not real important. He had already kind of got involved in gangs. And so by the time he got here, he only had 7 credits. And, you know, he worked to, by the time he got to a senior, he still didn't have enough credits. And he wasn't going to graduate. And me being mom, I couldn't convince him to go to Stanley Hall and get those credits. But God worked through Daryl Ragland, who showed up at my home uninvited.
Randy.
I didn't invite him. I didn't invite him.
The door knock mentality. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he showed up. Yeah, and he showed up, and he offered his services. Mm-hmm. He offered
came
his
to you.
He came to us. He recognized the need.
And that sounds like what Tanisha
exactly.
and I do.
Exactly. You know,
pay it forward. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And people always laugh when they come to our house. I have to tell this story. We probably have
About 14 people
in our house right now. And people are like, oh my God, how do you do that? It was like, I don't, it's who we are.
It just
and
works.
And that's one thing that he's really given us the ability to, after go through it, that's really, it's kind of who, it's just who we are. Our hearts are, I mean, I don't know how to describe it. There's not one person that probably come to our house that we haven't helped.
Well,
and
I'm
that,
coming.
Come on.
I mean, and you know,
and it's not even a selfish or a prideful thing, because there are things we do we don't tell people just because it's not for everyone to know. But it's just really that ability to give, because so many people have, you know, really deposited and invested, and that's what I call it, investing. You invested. You invested in who I was, you know.
And you know, the thing that I was, like when Tanisha talked about our house, you know, blessed to be a blessing. I am a single person, a single woman. I have a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom home. God did not bless me with that house just for me. I fully understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Coming from addiction, coming from homelessness, there is no way that I could have 4 extra bedrooms and 2 extra bathrooms and anyone be in need of a place to lay their head.
Could
I throw
that.
Away,
say no.
I throw
how
away
dare
more
you?
Food
how dare you?
Than I can share, you know? So, but what happens to us is when we get to that place of blessing, we forget where we came from and we forget to give back.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's,
there you go. That's it for sure.
Yeah.
Don't go away, Radio Rehab. We have incredibly inspiring guests, a mother-daughter team today. Don't hesitate to call if you have any questions of a mom and a daughter on how to help get your kid motivated, get your, and they're your child till they're 99 years old. So
she still calls me a baby, and yep, I'm definitely a grown woman.
Absolutely. Kelly can give you some ideas too on how to get to Restoration Ministry, and Tanisha can talk to you about the Evansville Collegiate Advisory Council. Don't go away. I love that word. We'll be right back.
Beat the heat with cool deals from your Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville. Get this red-hot Zia Salsa sofa for only $3.94. Enjoy the lazy summer days on sofas starting at $2.99. Or recliners starting at only $2.99. Plus, take it all home with no interest if paid in full within 12 months. Get a good night's rest on a Sealy or Simmons mattress. Queen set starting at just $3.99. Beat the heat with the coolest styles this summer. Don't miss these cool deals going on now at your Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville.
Every Wednesday, the Tom Joyner Morning Show grants another Christmas wish.
Please, 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 Mr. Joyner, I keep praying that you see my letter and grant my Christmas wish, because I really need it. Tamika, gotcha. Merry Christmas.
The Christmas Wish happens every Wednesday morning on the TJMS.
It's Christmas once a week, baby, 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 on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Here's your forecast for 1400 AM, The Pump. Plenty of sunshine for our Saturday, a cool start. It's going to warm up nicely. High temperature 91 degrees, but about as pleasant a 91 as you can have, with dew points staying low, at least for today. We're going to see a pleasant wind, too, from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. I'm Fox 7 meteorologist Ron Rhodes for 1400 AM, The Pump.
Reach out and touch.
You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400. Or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
Welcome back to the show. We have Tanisha and Kelly Scroggins here today talking about some wonderful programs they're involved in to try to give back to the community. They're going to tell us more about some of that. Kelly, the ECAC, are you involved in that through Restorative Ministries as well?
Yeah, we actually are one of the partners that is working with the ECAC on this year's event. They have an event coming up August 14th.
Next weekend?
Next weekend.
Next Saturday.
Yes.
Coming up one week.
Yes, the 2010 Youth Conference. It's going to be at the C.K. Newsom Center. We're going to start at 10 a.m. We're going to end about 3 p.m. that day. We're going to have some awesome workshops. Our facilitators are going to be some of Evansville's local college students. And their theme this year is, I just want to be successful. You know, as Tanisha
said,
I'm a little old, but there's a hip-hop song that all the kids are singing this year called I Just Want to Be Successful. And
what does successful mean to these kids?
That's what they're going to learn. That's what they're going to learn.
Because the song talks about
success for you being a child of a crack-addicted mother. What is success?
At the time, honestly, surviving, to be completely honest. Success for me
means
getting through the day. Our home was real dysfunctional. No lights, water. I actually remember one of my friends finding out, and I was so embarrassed that we had been living. Even when we were in Evansville, there were times we didn't have, you know, the basics. And so for me at the time, being successful was literally getting through the day with as little embarrassment as possible. Because that's one thing that people, when you're in it, especially from a kid standpoint, you do not want everyone to know what you're going through. That's embarrassing.
So will these kids that you're talking about show up at a program that says, I just want to be successful?
I think so, because it's not necessarily just geared towards those kids who are going through something. It's geared towards all the students. So everybody's going to be there. I mean, I just feel like it's going to be diverse, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't think anybody has to worry about getting there and getting blindsided or being, you know, spot out. Because honestly, we're there to tell our story. So really, we're hoping the kids become engaged, but all of our speakers have a story to tell. So it's not going to be more so about them, but more so about what we have and what we can give.
And anybody can come from 10 to 3 next Saturday?
8th to 12th grade. We do have 8th
through 12th grade.
And, you know, I think the thing that makes our community events a little different, it's not your typical college workshop where you're going to come and we're going to teach you how to apply for FAFSA. Where,
right.
You know, we will have some colleges there who will, you know, give out information. But what our theme this year is, I just want to be successful, unlocking the keys to your success. Mm-hmm. So we have three workshops.
Three keys. Unlocking the keys. So kind of follow us there. Three keys to unlocking your success. You have the?
The master key. Okay.
The spare key.
And the lost key. And what we do with those three topics, we talk about school, but we help a young person understand that your master key
is, I'm sorry to cut you off, but the master key is, I'll walk you through it. The master key is basically, I am the master of my journey. Mm-hmm. I could blame a lot of stuff on people. I really could. I could really use
my mom.
There was a time, but it was until I decided, okay, I can keep going through life looking at all the people who put me out of their house, all the people who left me, all the people that abandoned me, treated me wrong. I can look at all of this stuff, or I can make the decision while they're in their home thinking nothing about me to make a decision to move past. And I think that's the thing that we have to get through.
How did you do that, Tanisha?
I had to pray. I had to pray this stuff off me. And I have to be honest, I had to pray. I had to have some people around me tell me, okay, you can keep being bitter, or you can come on, Tanisha.
You know, and then I think about the other piece about that is she had to have somebody like Karen who cared enough about her to take her out of her environment. And expose her to another world.
It's funny to hear that you say that. I actually lived with Miss Karen and Mr. Ragland for a period.
Yes,
they let me live lived there. My mom was in the healing place in Louisville, Kentucky, and I was coming home for the summer, and I didn't have anywhere to go. And Mr. Ragland gave me a phone call and said, Tanisha, I want you to come stay with us. He invited me to stay there, you know. And so I'll never forget, I asked Mrs. Ragland a question, and before I could even finish with the question, you know, really, she went and asked Mr. Ragland, and it blew my mind because I never grew up with a father in my home. So to see two people work together, I remember having a conversation with Miss Chanel, which is their daughter, Mr. and Mrs. Ragland, like, they talk. Like, why did she ask him that? You know, because for me, it was something, it was foreign. So from that, I understand, okay, I can keep sitting around being the kid who's mad at my mom. I'm mad at my dad. I'm mad at the world. I don't have any clothes, my hair, you know, all this stuff. Or I can look at it and say, hey, either I'm going to be 22, still blaming people, or I'm going to be a 22-year-old college graduate on my way to finish my law degree and be a lawyer.
So with the
which decision? I am the master of my journey. Mm-hmm. And yes, while I am a child, there are some things that are going to affect me. I'm not going to let it break me. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to shake some of this stuff off. It's going to hurt. Oh, it hurt. I'm not saying that I got over it and I became this shield. No. There was a lot of stuff I still have to heal from and process, but I had to shake some stuff off and I had to keep it moving because I'm the master of my journey. I determine who I want to be.
And so the master key is about hard work, setting goals,
focus,
determination, focus. You know, just persevering mm-hmm. in spite of what might be going on in your world.
Right.
And that's what happens to our children. We have some really gifted and talented children,
but life.
Because what's going on around them, they lose their way.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on. They don't lose it. Hold on. They ain't lost it yet. They still the master. Then they get the spare key. And think about it. What do you do with your spare key?
The young teach the old how to live.
Okay.
The spare key.
So what do you do with your spare key? Usually you put it in a safe place. You give it to a person you trust. You don't just lay your spare key down because that's almost as valuable as the master key. Why? Because it has as much access to all of your valuables as the master. Therefore, from the spare key, you need to, who are you around? Who has the key to get into what you want to do? Don't tell me you want to be an attorney and then everybody you hang with are criminals. And I'm not even saying from a bad standpoint because sometimes that's who you are. But understand that sometimes when they decide to go do some criminal stuff, you might not should be with them. You know. And
so who are you giving access to your life?
Access to your life. Who are you giving access to your valuable? Who has the spare key? And on not just who has a spare key, sometimes you put your spare key under the rug, you know. So where are you at?
What
are
you forget where you're spare
Hold on. That's the lost key. Hold on. So that's the spare key. So where is your key at? What are you doing with it? Where are you hiding it? Where are you at? Are you in some environments? If you say that you're working on your self-esteem, are you in environments that's beating your self-esteem down? You know, with our young girls, everybody, you know, I love myself. Okay. Are you messing with men that don't treat you like the way you want to be treated? You know, there are things that we need to look at because to be a whole person, we have got to see who is pouring into our lives. And that's not my motto. If you're not healthy for me, I'm learning to get away from people. If you're not healthy for me, to get my spare key, you no longer need access to my valuables. You know, and then the reality of it is everybody doesn't have it together. There are people that lose their keys.
They
and that's
lose
the lost key. What do you do when you've lost your master key? You looked up and you gave the wrong person your spare key. They robbed you, took everything from you. You have nothing left. What do you do? And that's the lost key. That's the key that you learn how to refocus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you learn how to. And we're going to discuss how to, like I said, refocus, regain the theme or like the theme that we want them to get from that workshop is the ability to see yourself as successful. Because when you lose your way, when you're a junior with 5 credits and, you know, when you're in that.
Or you're a young girl who happens to get pregnant in the 10th grade.
You know, and
they need to know that even though you had a baby,
it's not.
You can still have a college education.
Get up.
So that's the focus.
That's the lost key.
You lose your way.
It's not even just college. It's success. Because there may be, and I always tell the story, you know, you want to go to Rogers to do hair. Okay, maybe not what everybody wants to do. Do that, but don't stop there. Own your own shop. Learn how to make your own products. Don't always be the person to have to settle. Take what you want to do, and you always do it to the best of your ability. Make your own.
You're going to be one heck of a good boss.
No, I'm just saying, you know, you have to push people because who else? What makes you different from someone else? What makes you different from the person who started CoverGirl? They did it, and you thought about it.
They
Those people
they did it and you thought about it.
No, it's
a matter of hard work.
That's what they think.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a person who got up, who saw it through, who pushed, who struggled financially. You know, I look at even like my college education. I tell people all the time, I have been broke for the last 5 years of my life, and I'm going crazy from going. But you know, I realized that there's going to come a point where I'll be able to afford the things that it looks like everybody is getting and I'm not. You know, and I have to, you know, stay focused of that, you know, because there are things in your life that will try to get you derailed or you feel like you're missing something or no.
And the
stay
Old Testament
focused.
Says prosperity. We all deserve prosperity.
And that's why we have so many young girls who are willing to settle
because they lose focus of who they are.
Do you think it's tougher with the girls than the boys?
It's equal. I don't know. It's two different types of challenges. I think with girls and, you know, just with my degree being in sociology, that, you know, this is study of people. So that's all we talk about is what's going on, the environment.
Yeah.
So for what I have developed, let me say that, I think for women, it's a more of an emotional, spiritual type of struggle. You know, things we're connected to, the people we feel obligated, things we accept, self-esteem, self-love, mm-hmm. self-respect. That's the thing that women struggle with on top of everything else. And with men, I think, the struggle that a man has is just that
feeling like a man.
That feeling like a man. You know, that can't cry. I have to be the one to have to do this. I have to keep it moving. And that's when I think it comes out in other ways. You know, when you have a kid, a boy who's been through some crazy things, yeah, he's probably doing some criminal activities.
He's probably angry.
You know, though, when you look at the things he's been through, but because it's a girl, she has an excuse, but so does a boy. But at some point, you know, we have to help our boys to understand this is not what you're supposed to be. Just like we have all these programs for young girls and Girls Inc. We have some boys that are being left by the wayside because they're boys. Yeah. They're tough.
Do you think your mother being a crack addict was tougher than if it had been a father being a crack addict?
I can't say that. Honestly, because I'm going to be honest, I don't even imagine the idea of having a father. Like, I mean, I've had, you know, let me say this. I keep in touch with my fathers, but it is... another story.
It's a tough subject.
You know, no, and I think...
No, I laugh because if you notice, she said my father's.
Yeah.
So I have a man
that... Other men in your life.
No. I have a man. She has a biological father.
Right.
And then she has the father that raised her.
Well, it's funny to say raised.
He didn't really raise her.
But it was the man that I knew and I seen.
Called that.
Yeah. So when I keep in touch with both of them, you know, we have great relationships as best as possible. But as far as being the man in the home, you know, now I'm searching for a car. Who did I go to car searching with? Mr. Ragland. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go get my dad. Hey, Dad, let's go to the lots. Because my first car me and my mother bought, it was a lemon. But because we're women, we didn't know to look for this, to look for that. So now I'm like, I'm going to get the man, the only man I know who will help me 100%, and that's Mr. Ragland.
Even in being ill, that's what's so awesome.
Yeah. So,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Still get stuff to give. Mm-hmm.
You know, even
like
when it's
you
not.
Said,
even
blessed to be blessed.
Even when it's not convenient. And that's one thing that they have taught our family. Mm-hmm. You know, so many people are willing to help you as long as it's convenient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But these people have taught us that it's not about convenience.
They're not even in a 12-step program.
How about that?
I know.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's
the key, the master key, the spare key, and the lost key.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are the keys.
And then we even have a piece for parents.
The locksmith.
Oh.
That's at 1 o'clock.
And that's at 1 o'clock. We are encouraging all parents who have children in grades 8 through 12 to come out to hear that you are the locksmith. You hold the key that unlocks your child's future.
And I looked up the history of a locksmith, right? So because when it came to it, yeah, that's probably gets me just
the
crazy.
Old boy are you.
Right. So when it came, he's like, okay.
Research.
So when it came, I'm like, okay, that's cute, but let's get, because we want to do something for the parents. And I looked up the locksmith. It says is responsible for the break-in factor, and that's what they call it. They have to be able to look at the key and the lock because it goes hand in hand, and say, okay, how secure is the lock, and how well does the key fit with this lock? Because
either way it goes, you know, to have a secure lock, but you know, a janky key, that it doesn't work. So you need the key. The kids have the key, and you have the lock. It needs to be able to fit and become cohesive, you know. And that's what it is, you know. Sometimes
that's relationship.
And that's, well, and that's relationship.
Got to get her to meet Judge Trockman.
She has.
Because all those she has. Participants have kids.
And that's it. And then my thing is, you know,
those lost kids.
Me and my mom, we did a banquet last week, and the thing we talked about is how when the parent is off kilter, she can't teach me to be emotionally healthy when she's
not.
Doing emotionally damaged. And not even just addiction.
No,
because
that's
even
right.
There were other things besides addiction, you know, that she had to get in order to help me get in order, you know, and that's what it is. And it's not even just a come out in here, come out and let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
The parents locksmith is going to be a conversation between other parents who can have the conversation of what you need to do, should do, could do.
And that's from at 1 o'clock.
At one o'clock.
And I think the thing that we want to stress to these parents, it's not, we're not saying you have to be an addict, because
right.
there are so many children that are living in homes whose parents are not addicts, but these parents have issues.
Right.
These parents are carrying emotional baggage.
Yeah.
And these parents have not healed, and because you're not healed, because you're not healthy, then you're making your children sick.
And it's not, and I do want to say this, I don't know why I just felt the need to say it, but it's not that my mother and I are perfect. Let me go ahead and put that out there. You know, we still struggle.
No, you're pretty close.
No, we're not. Not even.
Come to our household, you're like, wow. You know, we definitely have our things and our struggles and things that as a family, you know.
That we're still working on.
You know, even like, you know, I have a brother and a sister as well. So when I say family, we're still working through some stuff. And
sure.
We still have our days where we forget everything that we know positive, and we just go, you know, go for what we know. And then we come back and say, okay, now let's talk. Because we just...
Communication.
Let's revisit this, yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm really excited about the conference.
Yes.
I've been getting phone calls and emails. It's kind of funny because I'm sitting there working. I'm like, I have to work. You know, stop calling me, people, you know. And but, you know, luckily, like I said, I worked for the prosecutor's office. They've really been great. Really been great. Especially, I have to, you know, Mr. Parkhurst has been a true blessing.
Great.
Wonderful.
Lefko, of course.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they're great people, all of them.
So, you know,
Vandenberg County courts have some awesome programs going on to help people.
They really do.
And Kelly both should be able to tap into, for
yeah.
sure.
So, and another program that I found a little more about was Teen Court.
Yes.
And so I know for me, I've been trying to get my kids in there, but with having the conference, we've been a little busy. But for the school year, the ECAC is going to work with Hillary and
Ann Burwitz,
right,
yeah.
to make sure that we get our kids in there. And just from a diversity standpoint, I definitely think it's important for our kids from the inner city, from the black community, to understand that there are resources out there, you know, even from, you know, when they get in trouble, the ability to go through the teen court program, you know, so that they can do some community service or whatever they're sanctioned, and then it gets off of their record. And I thought that was wonderful, because just from a lawyer standpoint, when you get in trouble, and then you, as a child, you have a juvenile record, and then you go into adult, you know, courtroom, and you get in trouble, that becomes an enhancer. You know, so it's like it's something that's it's very powerful, the ability to go through teen court and get it off your record versus going through the juvenile system and getting the charge. And then when you get an adult and you hopefully you won't get into trouble.
Are you going to be involved in teen court?
Oh, yeah. I go on Mondays already. And
good.
So like I said, with the conference, we haven't been able to get our kids down there. But I've already spoke with them, got their applications. And during the school year, because it's something that we need
I
to be able to do.
Warwick County. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
It's something that needs out there. So
okay. Don't go away, Radio Rehab. We are fired up here today with some sharings and just good things happening in our community. We'll be right back.
McDonald's new real fruit smoothies from McCafe have such a spectacular burst of real fruit, they deserve a special intro.
Here it is, the strawberry banana bonanza. Behold the wildberry frenzy. And the grand finale, the explosive price of a small $2.29. Try McDonald's new real fruit smoothies from McCafe. The simple joy of a real fruit smoothie. Prices and participation may vary.
What you're hearing is a song I wrote about morning. It could be the best song about morning
ever.
It focuses largely on breakfast at McDonald's because that's the most important part of the morning. Well, the whole day, really. It gets me going, like really going. I have to admit I didn't spend very much time on this song. I was kind of busy eating breakfast
at McDonald's.
Give yourself something to sing about with a hot, delicious big breakfast platter from McDonald's for just $2.99. Add 3 hotcakes for $1 more. For limited time, prices and participation may vary. Most McDonald's open at 5 a.m.
a lot of people are inspired by the 2011 Ford Fiesta.
Okay, so well, the link between the Ford Fiesta and me is that when you think about color and when you think about personality, you start from the inside and you work your way out. Okay. So from the push button start, like from me getting inside of it to not having to really do a lot of work, then getting inside and everything is prepared for you. You've got the knee airbag, you've got the push button start, you've got the sink. I'm also prepared so when you get into a car, that prepares you for what you're doing, you know, you feel better. And it's also a reflection of your mind. So when everything inside your car is cool and is clean, also right. Your mind is clean and you're able to do things easier.
The 2011 Ford Fiesta. It's inspiring.
Ford Fiesta, yes, it's the best. And I'm rapping with you, it's the best. I'm Princess, and I'm here to say, if you drive a Ford, you'll be doing it the right way. Hey, you'll be doing it the right way. Hey.
Push button and sync optional. Don't drive while distracted. Even with sync, only use phones and other devices when safe.
Since OnStar began, we've answered over 100 million calls for help.
This is OnStar Emergency.
I believe I have a diabetic attack. I'm in the middle of a sunflower field.
Okay, so I am going to contact the 911 center.
911.
This is OnStar Emergency. I'm going to give you a lat and long. Lat is 44.7355. Long is negative 100.41. The gentleman is a diabetic. I'm going to conference him in.
What happened?
I do not remember. I needed an ambulance to stabilize my blood sugars. My car is disabled.
Okay, we'll get you help.
I'm going to stay until the police arrive.
Why am I so weepy? I'm not a crier.
It could be the sugar levels changing from stress. Yeah.
I'm an old infantry officer. I don't get stressed off.
I don't think you're that old, sir.
They're here. Thank you.
You take care now. You're welcome.
OnStar is standard for up to 1 year on 35 models. Visit OnStar.com for service length, details, and system limitations.
You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400, or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
Welcome back, and we're visiting today with Tanisha and Kelly Scroggins, who are blessed to be blessed and just fired up about the program that they are going to be launching at C.K. Newsom Center next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There are some really good things going on there. I'm going to go. And it's also the weekend that Sheila Ray Charles will be here. If some of you remember Ray Charles, she's going to talk about her sexual abuse, her 15-year crack cocaine addiction, losing custody of her children, sort of just like Kelly Scroggins.
Exactly.
You know, she's going to be talking about her story and being raised in the environment she was. So what a weekend next weekend.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday.
Friday night and then Saturday. Wow. So the collegiate. I love that word, collegiate.
We love it too. So like I said, with the ECAC, our conference is August 14th, next Saturday at the C.K. Newsom, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for all 8th to 12th graders, absolutely free.
Does that mean I'm too old?
No, we need volunteers. We definitely need volunteers.
We need all the help we can get.
So 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., all the kids will receive a t-shirt, a bag, school supplies, and they'll receive a community resource packet with basically organizations in the community, places, people, things that, you know, that they really can utilize to kind of reinforce what they get from the conference. We also, we are asking that the kids pre-register just because we do have a limited number of the bags, the shirts, those type of things. They can register a few ways. We have registration forms at the C.K. Newsom. They can pick up, drop off right there. We have some at the Boys and Girls Club. We have them online at ECAC-education.org.
ECAC.
I'm going to say it again. I know it's kind of long. ECAC-education.org. Okay?
That's easy enough.
ECAC-education.org. We have more information about the conference on there. You can call on the flyers. I have my phone number. They can call. Or if they really just can't register, then we're asking that they show up a little early, around 9:30, to pre-register. The problem is that we don't want any kids to be left out and without everything that all the other kids get. So we're trying to make sure that we keep a number on it so that we can plan accordingly.
Sure.
So we have been blessed to really get some great help from a council standpoint. We have some young people
my age and even younger that have been helpful. We have Alex Burton. We have Lori Sherman. We have High School Wise, Vanessa Jones, Raven Stokes. We also
Dominique Mintz, Sophia Payne, Adrian Daniels, Aaron Calbert,
Devonna Thomas. I mean, we just really have Tayshia Stewart, Miss Emily Winters Brown joined our team last week. Yesterday, actually,
LATOYA,
last week.
Latoya Leslie Jackson. I mean,
we really have some great people in there. We're still looking for more people, especially as we get into our next phase. Mm-hmm. We have three ways that we operate: community events, which are like our conferences. Mm-hmm. We have individualized service plans. We call them ISPs, which is a mentoring component. And although we call it individualized service plans because we don't just offer mentoring from an educational or life. We offer them both. It is a service plan. We're trying to figure out how we can best serve you to become the young person that we want you and that you should want to become.
And we're going to get those kids through the conference, which is why we're really encouraging parents and
kids
to come out to the conference. Because from that group of kids, we are going to identify only about 20 children that we're going to be to work with for the 2010-2011 school year. So parents, please get your children out so they can benefit from those individualized services. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be everything from looking at your kids' academics and offering whatever services or referring to whatever services to the mentoring on life issues, college life. Just basically whatever service that you or your child needs
to succeed,
we're going to offer.
And some things we will have to, you know, use referral services
and partnering.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're thankful for those organizations that have partnered with us. We have
our sponsors.
Our organizations that have partnered and sponsored. We have the Junior League of Evansville. We have Carver Community Organizations, which have been wonderful for us. We have the Imprint Center, which is Mrs. Karen Ragland's organization.
This radio station, WEOA.
The Pump has donated services out of this world. We're so grateful for the Landers.
Yes.
Obviously, Kelly, my mom.
Restoration Ministries.
That's
Inner City Sports and Tees.
Inner City Sports and Tees. He's a new business that does T-shirts and screen printing. Ooh. Wonderful. Huh. Wonderful. Inner City Sports and Tees.
So we'll find all these wonderful things and people.
Exactly.
CK Saturday.
CK Newsom next Saturday.
And it's free.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely free. Only thing we're asking is that we just need your information. Mm-hmm. We need your Hancock, you know.
Do parents bring kids to this stuff?
Last year, our planning meeting yesterday was actually one of the things we said was that we were actually surprised. Last year, it wasn't actually our event. Last year, we helped Miss Ragland and Miss Chanel Ragland put on their youth summit.
Yes, I can.
And the Imprint Center last year did a youth summit.
Gotcha.
So we just kind of was support for them last year. And so we're working with them last year. What we found out was that we were almost a little unprepared for the parents and the registry because we were kind of surprised. We thought, you know, just the kids would show up. The parents were coming in. They were trying to get involved. They were registering the kids. They were finding out questions. I mean, the parents were just really in there helping out. And we were, like we said, this year we're going to definitely restructure the registration table just because we were like, okay, this is the section for the parents and all that kind of stuff. So.
Is somebody calling in?
Yes, I have a question.
Oh, great. Hello. Sorry, I didn't know you called in. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. I'm looking forward to my daughter's tennis program. She put this in my attention. Once she completes the registration form, where do you turn it in to your public?
You can drop off the registration form at the CK Newsom. Hi, how are you, by the way?
I'm
blessed.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling. So people wanted to know where to get the registration.
And they can also apply online, can't they, Tanisha?
Online is the actual registration form, and then my email address is on there. So once they fill it out, they can just email it to me.
Yeah, so that's
so they
more
can
convenient.
Email it online. Some people have called and asked me to just directly send it to their email. We're willing to do that. The registration form, there are blank ones, and then for your filled out ones, they can go to the CK Newsom Center.
Is there a phone number, people?
My phone number. I'll give 812. 305-3714.
That's so, the contact number.
Honestly, at this point, like I said, even like with the Operation Door Knock, we're going to get them. So if you need us to come pick up the registration forms at this point, we will. You know, we really have been pushing it because there are people that can truly be blessed from it. We're excited. We really are.
Your idea of go after the people. Don't expect them to come to us necessarily.
I mean, because we understand the people we're dealing with. I mean, it was me. If Tanisha had brought a form home to me in the midst of my addiction and said, hey, Mom, I need you to fill this form out and have it ready for me the next day, I probably would have had the best intentions to have it filled out. But if something in my life showed up prior to that, she would have came to look for the form and I could have lost it. I would have forgotten to fill it out. And so we understand that. So that's why we are willing to do what we've seen other people do for us, go above and beyond to make sure these kids get these services.
And even from another perspective is that, you know, parents are busy.
They work a lot.
And for the kids who are active, you know, like I said, not necessarily the bad homes, but for the people who, you know, their parents are busy. The kids have soccer practice, mm-hmm. basketball practice. You know, you think about those kids too. A mom may not have the ability to pick it up, sign it off, chop it up. You know, so we're definitely... If you're meant to be there, we're trying to get you there. You know, we're trying to get you there. We're trying to get you there. You know, I think that on top of that, we're excited to learn from the kids because a lot of it, we are having some open discussions. So we want to hear from them as well because we are starting to age just a tad bit. So, you know, I've had to ask a few questions like the jerk. What is the jerk? You know, and so I've had to learn that kind of stuff.
The
so
jerk?
It's a dance. You know, one other component that I wanted to mention, we are putting together a panel. And on our panel, we are still looking for panelists. Mm-hmm. And so if you are in this community and you are someone who maybe at some point in your life has lost your way, your life has gone off track, but through the grace of God in this community, you are able to get back on track and are now doing something positive, and you're interested in being on this panel where the young kids can ask you questions, please call us at 812-305-3714 and volunteer to come be a panelist to help our children.
Yes, and so we just want to reiterate that. The Evansville Collegiate Advisory Council, our website is ECAC-education.org. My name is Tanisha Carruthers. I am the president for the ECAC, to whom much is given, much is required. We're having a youth conference, the 2010 Youth Conference, I Just Want to Be Successful. The song, he says, I just want the money, the clothes, and the girls. And we're trying to help broaden that perspective of successful. So I just want to be successful, unlocking the keys to success, the master key, the spare key, and the lost key. August 14th at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the C.K. Newsom. And there is an after party for all the kids that come to the conference that night. They get to come back at 8 p.m. getting absolutely free for the party. And we're doing that because that's how life works. When you do good, you get the rewards. You get a benefit. You get a little extra something that everybody doesn't get. And so that's kind of why we're doing the party for the kids.
And parents, don't forget the locksmith at 1 o'clock too.
Yes, we need parents there. We got to hear what's going on from the parent perspective. You know, we need to know. We need to hear from them. So we need them out at 1 p.m. It's an hour. There will be colleges on site. We have USI, Ivy Tech, UE, Tennessee State, Bennett College for Women, Indiana State. Thank you. So we'll have a variety of colleges and information on site. You know, some people from local alumni will work some of the tables. We have some college representatives from the university that will be there. But we
the Minority Health College,
yes,
through mm-hmm. CAPE, they're setting up a table to
and
show
so we,
young people.
We wanted to reach out to the local alums for those universities. I mean, who better than somebody from Evansville who can tell you what it's like to go to a Tennessee State?
I just can't tell you both how incredibly humbled I am to see the work and the sweat, labor, and the love that you have put into launching this program next Saturday.
We're excited.
And Tanisha, you, wow, you're more mature at 22 than I am at 45. And your mother, you two are an incredible team. Thank you so much for visiting Radio Rehab
and
sharing your
us.
Energy, your experience, strength, and hope.
And one more time in closing, y'all, don't forget between now and next week to do the next right thing. But I'm going to leave with Tanisha telling you again how to get to her program and her mother's and the community's program next Saturday.
Okay, next Saturday we're having the 2010 Youth Conference for all 8th through 12th graders at the C.K. Newsom Center next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pre-register. We really ask that you register. Forms can be picked up at the C.K. Newsom Center. You can email me personally and I can get them to you. Give me a phone call at 812-305-3714. Go to our website at ecac-education.org. All 8th through 12th graders, I just want to be successful, unlocking the keys to success, the lost key, the master key, and the spare key. 1 o'clock, we have the locksmith, which is a rap session for all the parents to have the conversation of what's going on with the kids. That's at 1 p.m. at the C.K. Newsom, and then that night at 8 p.m., free for all those who attend the conference. There will be an after party for the kids to kind of give them a reward for spending their Saturday morning with us. So we're definitely excited. We truly believe that they can be blessed, and we're just glad that you allowed us to come on Radio Rehab today.
Well,
we're truly blessed.
Maybe we can get Sheila Ray Charles to come to the party too.
Tell her, come on.
All right, Radio Rehab, thanks again for tuning in. Until now, next week we'll not forget to do the next right thing.
Thanks, Lisa.
WEOA, Evansville Henderson.
Hello, Evansville. This is Marcus T. Watkins, the minister of the Lyon Street